Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, just back from New York City. My wife Cheryl and I enjoyed our second honeymoon. 4 days back there, we saw a Broadway play, the background story to The Wizard of Oz. Have to talk about that on one of our future shows. It's called Wicked. And, you know, Hollywood is wicked, and so is Broadway. So we'll talk about that on some program. But first, I'd like to play audio from an interview. I was interviewed by Janet Folger earlier today on her nationally syndicated radio program, Faith to Action, about a press conference tomorrow morning at the Denver Tech Center Marriott, Christian organizations announcing their plans to fight Senate Bill 200 and the government censorship of Christian teaching on sexual immorality that is now law in Colorado. So, of course, a press conference is for the media, and generally that's not announced to the public, but I'd like to give you a private, cordial invitation to come along, if you'd like, 10:15 in the morning, just off the lobby of the DTC Marriott. But if the room gets overflowing, too many people, then please plan to stand out in the hallway to make sure the media could get in the room, just in case we get too many people. That's at the Denver Tech Center Marriott, 4900 South Quebec, is it? You can find it on the internet. Just I-25 South to Bellevue East, one block left, and you'll be at the Marriott, 10:15 in the morning. Then also, Saturday's Rocky Mountain News, front page of their financial section, there's an article about the Collaborators Project in Will Duffy's statewide law, the Will Duffy law on targeted residential picketing, and it's about the Weitz Corporation and their building of this mega abortion clinic, Auschwitz. And it's about a two-page article, a Weitz saying, oh, the protests, they haven't affected us at all. Of course, it's the most horrendous thing we've ever seen in 30 years, but they've had no effect whatsoever. The address of the Marriott, DTC Marriott, 4900 South Syracuse Street, 4900 South Syracuse. Okay, so before we talk more about this Rocky Mountain News article from Saturday, let's now listen in to Janet Folger's radio program from today.
...indicated that they say could discriminate against homosexuality or speak against same-sex marriage. Well, my book, they say, could do both. We're announcing how this is the agenda that threatens our freedom, that will criminalize Christianity, and, well, yeah, it's here. Why the bathroom bill? Well, that's also the bill that got all the press. If you have a daughter, you have a loved one, maybe a sister, maybe your mom lives in the state of Colorado, well, guess what? She can't use a public restroom without freedom of somebody who happens to be a male who happens to wear a dress walking into the restroom. That's right. As long as you have a dress on, you can not only use the public facilities, the restrooms, and the locker rooms, that's just something that I just can't even imagine the predator's paradise this creates. And it's all free and clear, now state law, signed by Governor Ritter in the state of Colorado. A lot of people are suggesting we need a campaign to get Ritter. Recall Ritter. We're going to hear from Bob Benyart in just a moment. We're connecting him in a moment about just what's on tap for tomorrow's press conference. And, well, how likely is it that I'm going to be engaging in a prison ministry? I don't know. I don't want to find out, but we're going to. Because here's the deal. You got to be where the battle's the hottest. And this is the thing I know, that Martin Luther said it this way. He said that though we be active in the battle, if we are not fighting where the battle is the hottest, we are traitors to the cause. We have right now 1,400 wildfires burning in California. Firefighters are there on the scene. What they're not doing at this moment, they're not engaging in a letter-writing campaign. They're not in an anti-litter campaign. They're not joining together to make quilts for the underprivileged. Firefighters in California are putting out fires. That's what we must do right now where the battle's the hottest, not only in the battle for marriage in California, as we saw those four judges really overrule more than 4 million Californian voters who impose their radical homosexual agenda attacking marriage. We've got to be there. We've got to fight there on the front lines and in states like Florida where marriage will be on the ballot in November. But in Colorado, imagine this. If we lose, if they really do let this bill, the cement in this bill solidify, and it be used to be hung around the necks of those individuals who are expressing their freedom of speech, well, I'll tell you what, it won't be long before that spreads to a state near you, and yes, to your state, and yes, your own pastor could be arrested, just like I predicted in a book I wrote 3 years ago, The Criminalization of Christianity. A lot of people said it was extreme. They said, how can this be? Well, it's here, and it's now, and it's not an exaggeration. This is not hyperbole. This is state law. I want to open up the phone lines until we get Bob to join us. The number to dial is 800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. And I understand that he is with us. So grateful that you've joined us. Bob, welcome.
Janet Folger, read this book before it becomes illegal. Sadly, Janet, your book is now illegal in Colorado, according to a number of Christian attorneys who say just on the face of this law, taking the plain language of the law, the Bible has actually been criminalized in that you can have it at a church, but to sell the Bible even through a typical bookstore in the state of Colorado is criminal based on the simple reading of Senate Bill 200.
Let me ask you something. A lot of people are listening, Bob, and they say, this cannot be.
Can't be.
This is the United States of America. How in the world does a bill like this get passed there? Any idea?
Well, for years, I host Bob and Yurt Live, talk radio show for 17 years, 5 days a week, and we would go down to the Capitol to testify against this homosexual rights bill for years as it would come up in committee. And when Christians testified, the Republicans who were there in the committee rooms, senators, representatives, they would get angry at us, and here's what we would testify. We would say this bill is wrong because homosexuality is destructive. It's harmful. God created us male and female. And if you love your neighbor, you will warn them that homosexuality is wrong. And out of love for your neighbor, warn them that and tell them about God. And so please don't entrench this practice further in law. So the Republicans in the committee rooms would say to us, that is bigoted. That is biased. And you make us almost want to vote for this law. And so we felt like we're in a quandary. How do we go and testify if you say something that's not morally neutral regarding homosexuality? So many people in influence in the media and politics will turn against you. And so we actually stopped testifying against the bill because it's counterproductive.
My.
And eventually it passed. Now, all the Democrats, the senators and the representatives in the Colorado State House voted for the bill. All the Republicans voted against it, except for one. But our Democratic Governor Bill Ritter has signed it, as you mentioned, and it is now state law. And there's a section in this law titled, this title is startling. It's Section 8 of the law, Publishing of Discriminative Matter Forbidden. Forbidden. And that means you cannot publish in the state of Colorado, with some exceptions like for churches and religious organizations, you cannot publish anything that might intend to discriminate against cohabitation or homosexuality, rights, privileges, conveniences, and so on.
Let me ask you something. We discussed this a little bit a week ago, and there was a conference call. There have been some movement. I know I spoke with some of the folks from Liberty Council, Steve Crampton is one, that they are moving ahead with a direct challenge on the face of this bill for its unconstitutionality. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else in the works? We had talked about a recall campaign. I understand a ballot initiative is not one that can be pursued at this time with the short window of opportunity. And the preventative measure they put on the bill, the safety clause that basically says nobody can overturn what we say. Mm-hmm. I think it's that alone is something that needs to be challenged. But fill us in on where we are in the strategy.
Okay. Representative Kevin Lundberg, a heroic Christian statesman here in Colorado, will be at this press conference tomorrow morning at 10:15 at the Denver Tech Center Marriott. And he has asked the attorneys to consider a facial challenge like they are doing. And also, as you pointed out, this law was passed in such a way that it preempts any kind of a ballot initiative challenge, which was done specifically because Tim Gill, the homosexual billionaire, who's funded the campaigns of many of these Democrats, they knew that there would be a massive statewide effort to overturn this. And so they just basically scammed the people of Colorado and passed this in such a way that our state law says you cannot even attempt to overturn this law with a referendum, a ballot initiative.
This is absurd, Bob. Could you not pass any law with that little clause on it so the legislature's never really redressed by the people?
Right. That's what they have been doing, and they have been taking advantage of this clause in our state law as they ramrod liberal anti-Christian laws through the state legislature. They tack on the safety clause, which then means, unless it's successfully challenged, we cannot go to the people with a referendum. So Kevin Lundberg will be speaking at this press conference. Janet Folger, I have to thank you publicly. You, from your studio, a couple thousand miles away, you've helped energize the Christian leaders in Colorado. This press conference, like I said, it's at 10:15 tomorrow morning. At 7 a.m., Christian leaders, many who were on that conference call a week ago, will be meeting at the Marriott to weigh the evidence. Some research has been done as to whether or not we should launch a recall recall effort for the governor. And we're praying you'll be in on that strategy meeting to decide whether or not, this is a grave step for Christians to launch an effort to recall a governor. And so that decision may very well be made tomorrow morning.
Well, I'm planning on being there. I fly in around 11 o'clock tonight. So it's a 7 a.m. breakfast. Is that what's going on?
7 a.m. That's right. At the Denver Tech Center Marriott. And also, we've, of course, announced this press conference. Press releases have gone out. And we're inviting Christians, interested Christians, especially pastors and Christian leaders, to attend. Now, simultaneously with this press conference, there is a pastor's policy briefing at the same hotel. And in fact, Don Wildman is scheduled to be there. David Barton, a historian, former Governor Mike Huckabee is scheduled to be there tomorrow morning. And this press conference is during a break in those events. So this certainly will alert Christian leaders throughout Colorado and around the country of the focused opposition in the battle to overturn the censorship of Christian teaching in Colorado.
Wow. A lot of people heard about it as the bathroom bill. A man wears a dress. He can walk pretty much into any public facility he wants. Is that an overstatement? Is that the case?
Well, that is a part of what is horrendous with this law. In fact, as we speak, Focus on the Family is running radio ads on Fox Radio here in Denver, calling this basically the bathroom bill. And it is that, but even Focus on the Family has admitted it goes far beyond the bathroom bill. Now, healthy men will not use this bill as an opportunity to become predators and go into the ladies' room and little girls' room. But there are men, sadly, in our broken culture who will do just that. They will use this law, and it will enable them to go in with impunity into the ladies' room, the girls' room. In fact, there's even a pretty clear argument that they could fight their way into a women's locker room at a YMCA.
Mm.
And so girls and women especially will feel like victims just going to the restroom because of Senate Bill 200.
Well, I'll tell you what, as you say, it goes beyond the bathroom bill. This is the Bible ban bill as well. And whether or not it'll ban my book, well, the law says so. Whether or not they'll arrest someone with a mouth as big as mine remains to be seen, or any of our local and state leaders in the state. I'm grateful for your stand. Looking forward to being there, and I'll certainly be at the strategy meeting as well. Stay on the line if you can, Bob.
Thank you, Janet.
Come back. I certainly don't want to be in a prison ministry. But if expressing the truth is the price, if the cost is freedom, I'm willing to pay it. We'll be right back.
So
hey,
we're
Bob,
back. Yes, Janet.
What's the place we're meeting at 7?
It's the restaurant in the lobby of the Denver Tech Center Marriott.
Restaurant at the lobby. Okay, so we'll be there at 7. I'll be in prayer, and I'll see you there, and anything I can do is...
Okay, and by the way, the Hotelling Brothers, so you know a little bit more about them, they've been key in getting our strongest conservative Christian pro-life politicians elected in Colorado for quite a few years.
Great. I've got to run because we got to get another guest on, but we'll talk tomorrow morning.
All right, thanks, Jenna.
Paul, if you need me, I'll be in the air, but I'll get a message.
God bless you.
So, you got my cell, right?
Yes.
Great, thanks.
All right, we're back. Bob and Yart live. 1-800-8-N-YART, 1-800-836-9278. That press conference tomorrow at 10:15, you are invited, and Lord willing, some in the media will show up. Now, as to Saturday's Rocky Mountain News article, major two-page article about the Collaborators Project and their protest of the White's company, billion-dollar company, building Planned Parenthood's new abortion mill, on the cover of this article, this Wall Street West financial section of the Rocky Mountain News, is a photo of Bill Hornaday, president of the White's company, and Will Duffy, founder of the Collaborators Project. Will, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Hey, Bob. Great to be here.
What a great article to warn people. If you're going to collaborate with abortionists, you're in trouble.
Bob, I could not be happier with this article. I think the White's company and the media is trying to save face, but it's not going to work.
Yeah, this article is great. They have, I'd like to go through excerpts of it. And of course, the White's executives lied a couple times through the article, of course. But "We Build Buildings" is the headline of the article. And Bill Hornaday, president of the Rocky Mountain Division of the White's company, stands in front of the $6.5 million Planned Parenthood headquarters that we've dubbed Auschwitz, Auschwitz.com, near Stapleton Airport, Old Stapleton.
They should have given me my headline, "We Protest Homes."
We protest homes. We build buildings, and the Collaborators Project, "We Protest Homes." They start out saying the project drew protests from anti-abortion activists, and they expected protests at the job site, but they were shocked when protesters showed up at executives' homes.
Yeah, that was our strategy. Mm-hmm. You know, no child killing with tranquility, and they thought they could, you know, maybe hide from us at their work or whatever.
Right,
but
right.
And at the job site, the White's executives, the presidents, the senior VPs, they're not at the job site.
Right, exactly. And so they say the project is ahead of schedule. And if you recall, back in December, we stated on the air in our publications that went out that, in fact, the White's company and Planned Parenthood, they exaggerated the schedule, knowing there would be fierce protest, so that even if it was delayed a month or two, they could still claim to be finished ahead of schedule.
That's right.
Yeah. So we predicted that. And they're doing that. In this article, White said that only one contractor decided not to participate, only one subcontractor.
And that's just a bold lie right there.
Yeah, that's a lie. In fact, we can name some of the subcontractors that quit, right? A mechanical subcontractor?
Yeah, that's Haynes Mechanical.
Haynes, how about concrete?
Yeah, it was Lux Concrete Pumping.
And security?
Yeah, Denver Security Services.
Denver Security Services, plus a number of individual workers who threw down their shovels, literally, and walked off the job. Security guards quit, walked off the job. And there's one security guard that I get a kick out of the story. He's been working at the existing Planned Parenthood. And he's a retired Denver cop who said, "Look, I put 1,000 criminals behind bars. You guys can't do anything to get me to change my mind." Right? You remember his name?
Yeah, it was Mike Staskin.
Mike Staskin, retired Denver police officer. But I think he changed his mind.
Yeah, I think the home protest had a little effect on him.
Home protest. One home protest for Mike Staskin, and he comes out and says, "Okay, I'll quit. I'll never go back there again. Just please don't protest my home."
And he's never been back.
And he's never been back. So these home protests are extremely effective. You founded the CollaboratorsProject.com, and people in other states are mimicking these tactics, and it's effective. So now let's look at this article. Abortion protesters' attempt to disrupt White's construction projects have not stopped the company from completing their work or landing new jobs. Well, first of all, if that's true, then we just have more work to do.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to keep trying.
We've been slacking.
We're slackers. That's right. I love the article. I love the quote from you in here where you say, hey, there's a lot of events still coming. You know, we did about 75 protests at the executive's homes in the last 10 months, but there's the 40 days of life coming up, and we plan to spend most of those days in front of White's executives' homes.
Yeah, like Bill Hornaday.
Like Bill Hornaday, whose picture's right here. Now we really know who he is.
And Gary Megason, picture of his home right there.
Gary Megason's home right here on the cover. That's right. And the caption here, Will Duffy holding the death camp sign, which says White's builds death camp. Excellent protest signs, by the way. And other abortion protesters picket in front of the Lakewood home of Gary Megason, senior vice president of the White's company. So now in the article, it starts off, general contractor Bill Hornaday's Thanksgiving dinner was interrupted by what he calls anti-abortion zealots. I don't have a problem with that term.
No.
No, that's fine. Anti-abortion zealots picketing his house in Greenwood Village. They held signs, chanted loudly, chanted about unborn children dying and so on. The protests were part of a string of attempts to disrupt the company's business because it was constructing a $6.5 million abortuary, my term, headquarters for Planned Parenthood, near Stapleton, which opens next month. Hornaday said he has never seen... Now, throughout this article, they say it had no effect on us. No effect, no effect. It actually helped. It was really a good thing that happened to us throughout the article.
So maybe they want us to do it at all their job sites now, if it helps them.
I guess so. Yeah, they must. So Hornaday said he has never seen... This is a quote from the Rocky Mountain News Saturday story. Bill Hornaday, president of the White's company, said he has never seen anything like the attacks on his business and fellow executives in 30 years of constructing commercial buildings in Colorado.
Wow.
Never seen anything like it. He's right. And guess what? You ain't seen nothing yet, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The commitment is what? They were tagged with permanent collaborator status, meaning that for as many years as Planned Parenthood is killing kids in the facility built by whites, their executives will be protested at their homes.
Yeah, what this article seems to forget is that we knew White's was going to finish the project.
Right.
We told them to back out in January or that's it. We knew they were going to finish the project. We've got a bigger goal.
Right.
And we're going to protest White's indefinitely as long as they're killing kids at this new building that they've built. Mm-hmm. And they are going to be the national example of what happens when you work for Planned Parenthood. And this article is a perfect example of that.
Perfect example. Warning other collaborators, this is what happens. Anti-abortion zealots will show up at your home on Christmas, New Year's, Mother's Day, if you help kill innocent children. So let's continue here. So he says he's never seen anything like the attacks on his business and fellow executives in 30 years. What we do is build buildings, Hornaday said. We should not, nor should anyone, have to be subject to the kind of economic terrorism we were. That is just not right. So he calls it economic terrorism. It had no effect. It actually helped. It was horrendous. We've seen nothing like it in 30 years. It's economic terrorism. And it's true. There are a number of companies now that, I mean, multi-million dollar business procurement firms who've written White saying, hey, our big customers are not going to want to do business with you guys. You're stained as the abortion contractors.
That's right.
Yeah. So Will Duffy, head of a group called Colorado Families Against Planned Parenthood and head of Collaborators Project, makes no apologies comparing the White's executives to those who helped Nazis build gas chambers. And then they quote you, Will, if a building company is building a gas chamber that is going to be used to kill innocent people and take part of evil at that level, they are collaborators. Protesters would be looked at as heroes if you look back and found them protesting the companies that built gas chambers during the Nazi Holocaust. Of course, that's true.
That's right. There's really no difference. Abortion is murder. Everybody knows abortion is murder. Mm. And so I think the Nazi Holocaust is a great example. And if we ever do overturn abortion in this country, it will be because abortion is murder. Mm-hmm. And we can look back and ask these companies, like the White's company, why would you build a place to be used to murder innocent people?
Yeah, so the article goes on. Will Duffy estimated the group has staged about 75 protests against whites during the past 10 months, with more on the way. I would say 90% of them were at their homes, he said. They're the decision makers, and they took the job, and they're building it. They hired the subcontractors. Duffy said they also spent some time at the site protesting and talking to workers. Some of them didn't even know what they were building. We convinced some subcontractors to walk off the site. And that's the point when the white spokesman lied and said one subcontractor quit. And it was a handful, plus a number of employees. So that's pretty cool. Then it goes on. Publicity about the building went beyond the business pages. We've been on page 2 of the Rocky Mountain News. We've been in the Post. We've been on Fox, Channel 7, Channel 4. How about the Chicago Tribune? Right? He said the company has received national coverage from WorldNet Daily, a conservative news gathering site. The secular media only covers us if they can make us look bad, Duffy said. We're okay with that.
Yes, we are.
That's a brilliant strategy because we want the contractors to know that it's the anti-abortion zealots, the economic terrorists, who will target them if they help kill kids.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right. Hornaday said he doesn't even know who is behind the protests.
Hey, Bill, we met in your office, and I told you what I was going to do if you built the Planned Parenthood, and you said you're going to build it anyway. So I think you know who is behind it.
Right. I think he knows, and you met with the others. And you organized the meeting. You went. You headed it up, and he knows exactly who Will Duffy is in the Collaborators Project, so he's lying. But those who will kill kids will lie also. So
of course.
That's not a surprise. So we're about out of time. There are a few more quotes in this Rocky Mountain News article I'd like to get to. So we'll save this here in the studio. Will Duffy, thank you for this battle in founding the Collaborators Project.
Hey, you're welcome.
What a great, great outreach to warn people, don't help others kill unborn children. So is there a lot on our plates? I think so. We have the press conference tomorrow morning at 10:15 at the Denver Tech Center Marriott. So if you can come to that, you're invited. Of course, it's for the media. And if there are too many people there to fill the room, then please be ready to stand outside and be a part of this historic event where we are going to announce the Christian effort to oppose Senate Bill 200, including lawsuits and violating the bill, civil disobedience, publishing a forbidden matter that the government said they will censor. Okay, we're out of time. Bob Benyard and Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada.